Moncrief on News Talk.
You might have got a finally to see the movie Wicked during the break, which might have prompted the question, what's the deal with the hat? Why do witches wear hats like that? And why do they fly on blooms? Laura Curnine is Associate Professor at the University of Sussex. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
If we go back a few centuries, what would have been a more typical depiction of a witch?
So if we look at some of the depictions of witches in the early 16th century, which is before witch trials really took off, if you look at the depictions in Germany around the turn of 16th century, witches are depicted often naked as a woman flying on a goat backwards through the air. She's got wild flowing hair, often either kind of depicted as this old hag type creature, or also you can see young women doing it, but it's often quite starkly naked women with flowing hair riding on a goat backwards.
Okay.
There's a very stereotypical early 16th century depiction.
There's a few things to unpack there. Why a goat and why backwards? Or is it hinting sexuality or, you know, a kind of a liberal sexuality that, you know, you should be scared of?
Yeah, to put it mildly, for sure. I think it's this idea of this sort of terrifying sexuality, this unbridled sexuality of women in particular, who can't be controlled, very much comparing witches to Eve, being duped by the devil, easily tempted, led to sin. The goat is also meant to be sort of a representation of the devil, but also a representation of lust. So the fact that these are stark naked images of women in the 16th century would have been really shocking to an early modern viewer.
Right.
People be looking at biblical images. So this would have been totally shocking, just to show how depraved, how witches are the moral inverse, you know, of the good social order, and how they represent sin and sexuality.
Yeah. Now, the cauldron, I think a lot of people would be familiar with the opening of Macbeth and the three witches there around a big cauldron. Where would Shakespeare have got that from?
Okay, so cauldrons do actually come up in the early modern period. So we've got actually an image of witches creating a storm in a cauldron from the late 15th century, which is illustrating a demonology. So cauldrons are seen in early modern depictions, and that is because a cauldron was a household item. So when people were imagining where witches would create their storms and their potions and, you know, all the kinds of things that Macbeth is talking about, it's because, everyone would have used a cauldron. So we now associate cauldrons with witches, but cauldrons were just household items. And that's what you would use, you know, to create your potions.
And a broom, and I suppose specifically flying on a broom, it was that they just swapped out the animal for a broom.
Yeah, it's much easier to get hold of a broom than a goat, I suppose. But exactly. So we see that also in a lot of images, from the 15th century onwards, that witches are believed to fly on broomsticks, partly because, again, broomsticks are just household items, but also it's to do with this idea of witches gathering at the Sabbath, at nighttime under the cloak of darkness, this orgiastic gathering of witches worshipping Satan, which happens in the dead of night when no one knows they're there. And then the question is, how do they get there? How do they get to the Sabbath when no one can see them? So that's where this whole witches in flight comes about. So the idea of witches flying on broomsticks.
And would that have been used as proof that they go into a woman's home and say she has a cauldron and a broom, which every home has, but that could be taken as proof of witchcraft?
No, not really. I think otherwise everyone would have been killed. I think it's sort of how we have now reimagined the witch. But, you know, you have to remember in the early modern period, no one wanted to be associated with as a witch. So now we dress up as witches for Halloween. But, you know, you would definitely not dress up in witchy garb in the early modern period because it would have been incredibly dangerous. Actually, the only way of proving someone was a witch is if they confessed to being a witch. So they wouldn't have used the cauldron or the broomstick as proof. But another interesting thing about broomsticks, while I think about it, is also the fact they're actually quite phallic.
Yeah.
Symbols. So when you see the broomsticks, say in the 16th century engraving by Albrecht Dürer, the witch is holding the broomstick in a very phallic way. So there's that symbolism as well.
Now, the pointy hat, it would have had some precursors, not necessarily associated with witchcraft specifically, but with generally the area of not being of perhaps Satanism.
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's a trifecta, I think, of what we think of as the witch. So the cauldron, the broomstick, and the pointy hat. And it's only the pointy hat that actually we don't see in the early modern period particularly. So the pointy hat being associated with a witch really comes about much more in the 18th century, which is when we see the pointy hat, in fairy tales and children's stories about witches. But some people wore pointy hats. There's also a link with heretics and pointy hats, but also we see depictions of noble women wearing pointy hats who were not thought to be witches. So it's just that some people wore pointy hats, and they weren't necessarily linked in any way with witchcraft. That comes much later, that close link between witchcraft and the pointy hat.
The green skin, I imagine, is a movie adaptation of this image.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't see any green skin in the early modern trials. The green skin really only comes about in the 1939 adaptation of the book, Wizard of Oz, when it's made into a film. And I think, they had the idea to make the Wicked Witch of the West shown with green skin. I think it's partly because it's Technicolor. So they were like, cool, we can really do this with colour. It looks really good on the screen. But also this idea of othering the witch and making her clearly identifiable. But that is a 20th century invention.
And that's how it's changed over time. Laura Cunane is Associate Professor of Early Modern History at the University of Sussex. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.